Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. It is great to be back with each and every one of you. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my wonderful colleagues for filling in for me while I was away. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 15th day of the month of Elul. Halfway there to Rosh Hashanah, we are getting closer. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. You can make a sponsorship for any point in the future, at any point, but for tomorrow, the deadline is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Shaket, Rosh Yeshiva of Hadar High School for Girls in Boca Raton, Florida, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Shaket slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it'll be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and the Achenu. And you're all in for a treat today. Happens to be Rabbi Shaket is a good, close, personal friend and one of the best speakers that I know out there. So no pressure on you, Rabbi Shaket, but bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shaket.
I want to thank Naftali for giving me the opportunity to learn together and for the Orthodox Union for providing me with this chance to share words of Torah and Chizuk with you as we are approaching the Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah, and the Yomim Noraim period. You know, this past Shabbos, we read in Parshas Kitetze about the mitzvah to return a lost object. We're not allowed to turn a blind sight, blind eye, to an object that we come across. We're expected, like we'd expect anybody to reciprocate towards us, to return an object that we find that is lost. However, we also know that the Gemara in Bava Metzia in the second Perek reminds us that there is a limit to that level of responsibility, that we're only obligated to return lost objects that have what's called a siman, some type of identifying mark. If there's a mark on it, if there's some type of symbol that will help the person who's lost the object retrieve his lost item, so then we are obligated to hold on to it, we're obligated to try to be machris, to publicize it, in order to afford those who've lost their items to be able to retrieve them. But if there's no item, if there's no identifying mark, there's no symbol on it that could help the person be able to possess his item, to be able to reconnect with it, be able to submit some way of identifying that this item, in fact, belongs to him. So the Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia that we are not obligated to return that lost object. That object becomes ownerless, and anybody who finds it is allowed to keep it. The reason why the Torah permits a person to possess this item if there's no identifying mark is because of one important assumption. We assume that a person will be what's called miyaish. They will forfeit ownership of this object because they'll say to themselves naturally, well, if I have no identifying mark, if there's no symbol, if there's nothing distinguishing about this item that I'll be able to indicate, that I'll be able to demonstrate and display to the person who's holding on to it that it's in fact mine, well, there's no way I'm going to be able to get it back. And since I'll never have an opportunity to be able to get it back, I'm just going to forfeit my ownership. I'm going to allow it to become ownerless. And by way of that mechanism, another person is allowed to now possess that item. That's the simple understanding of the vehicle, the mechanism of what happens when an item does not have an identifying mark. However, the Kutzker Rebbe Zechusa Yogan Aleinu provides us with an incredible alternative way of understanding the sequence of what happens when an item is lost and it does not have any type of identifying mark. And he explains that yeyush, forfeiting, hopelessness, despair, is antithetical to Judaism. It is simply not a Jewish concept. When a person is miyayish, when a person gives up hope, whether it's hope of a lost item that they've had, hope, God forbid, on their lives, hope of being able to improve in a certain area, that is not compatible in what we believe in as part of our Jewish core values. Says the Kutzker Rebbe, when a person is miyayish, when they despair of finding an object, that's an avera. That is something that's an iniquity. It's inconsistent with what we believe in. And as a result, the repercussion, the consequence is the Torah punishes you for that avera of yeyush, of despair, by taking your lost object away from you. It's not just about the person who's lost it can't identify it and therefore he can't retrieve it. It's about understanding that being miyayish, that giving up hope, is something that it runs so counter what we believe in as Jews, that the Torah is going to punish you by not allowing you to retrieve that object. In a similar vein, Rav Miles Biederman provides an amazing insight to a famous concept that is also mentioned in this previous week's parsha. When the Torah discusses the ben sorer umore, a child who displays certain terrible character traits, where we decide, you know what, this person, better off he should be killed young so as not to bring to fruition the evil that he's demonstrated is laying beneath the surface, we therefore go ahead and we kill him. The Gemara tells us, lo haya v'lo nivra, this ben sorer umore, this type of child never happened, was never created, and never will be created. And the simple explanation is because there are too many logistical challenges. The parents have to have the same type of voice. It has to be during a certain very specific window of 3 months. It's simply impossible to be able to hone in on and to be able to identify this type of child. Says Rav Miles Biederman, there's another way of looking at it. Lo haya v'lo nivra means there's never such a person who has demonstrated such evil that there's no opportunity for them to be able to reform their ways. In Judaism, you can't be miyayish, you can't give up hope, and you're never going to be in a situation in which a person never has the opportunity to be chozer, to be able to repent and to do tshuva. These two ideas of understanding that one can never be miyayish is antithetical to Judaism. Understanding that the ben sorer umore is a person lo haya v'lo nivra, a person that was never created and never will be created, because as a Jew, we always have the opportunity to return, should serve as tremendous chizuk as we are at the midpoint of the month of Elul, as we are just 2 weeks from tonight, heading into the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah, where we have to prepare that defense argument to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should realize that we're never a lost cause. We can't give up on ourselves because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't given up on us. And Amir Tashem, if we take these two lessons from the Kutzker and from Miles Biederman to heart and realize that we always have an opportunity to change them, please God, Amir Tashem, we will prepare accordingly heading into the Yom HaDin and the Yomim Noram period, ultimately culminating with Yom Kippur. We'll prepare that defense argument accordingly, and Amir Tashem, we will be given a fresh start once again in this coming year. With that, we will begin our Tehillim. The first Perek of Tehillim that we will read is Perek Chaf, Tehillim 20. Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara, Yitzagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisadeka. Yizkor kol min chosecha, v'yolascha yidash nesela. Yitein v'cha fil bavecha v'chol atascha yimalei. Neranana b'shuvasecha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishal osecha. Ata yadati ki yoshi Adonai mishicho ya'aneyu. Mishmei kacho big guros yesha yimino. Eilev arechev ve'eilev asusim v'nachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Himakaru v'nafalu v'avnachnu komnu v'nifodad. Adonai hoshia ha'melech ya'aneinu v'yom karenu. Perek Chav Gimel, Tehillim 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echzar, Bino Deshe Yar Bitseini, Al Mei Menuchos Yina Haleini. Nafshi Yeshove, Ganchini, Vemagle Tzedek, Laman Shemo. Gam Ki Eilech Begei Talmoves, Lo Ira Rok, Ki Ato Imadi, Shiftecho Mishantecha, Hema Yina Chamuni. Haroch Lefonai Shechan, Neged Sovaroi, Dishan Tav Hashem Roshi Kosi Revaya. Ach Tov Vachesid Yerdefuni, Kol Yimei Chayai, Vishasiv Veit Adonai, Li Orech, Yamin. The third parak that we're going to be doing is Parak Kuf Chaf Aleph Tehillim 121. Shir Lamalos Esa Inay El Heharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shamayim V'aret Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha Al Yanum Shomrecha Hinei Lo Yanum V'lo Yishon Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomrecha Adonai Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha Yomam Hashemesh Lo Yakeka V'yareach V'alayla Adonai Yishmorcha Mikoroi Shmors Nafshecha. And finally, the last perek, Perek Kuf Lamed 130. Adonai Adonai Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Ki Madroya Chesed Varbe Mo Fedus Vu Yifdes Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. And with that, we will say a prayer in Mishabeach Vacholim. Please insert the name at the appropriate time. Mishabeach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron Dovah Ushlomo Ku Yuvar Sarape Sacholim Vesacholos. With that, we will conclude with Achenu. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanesunu Basaru Vashivya, Ha'omdim Bein Bayom Uvein Bayabasha, Hamakim Rachim Alem Yotzeim Mitzar Lirvacha, ומאפל על יורה, ומשיב על דגאולה, השתו בעגלו בזמן קריב, ונאמר, אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Shaket. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, latova for good, and whatever it might be that we are praying for individually, collectively, may all of our tefillot, may all of our prayers be answered, latova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday, for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.